Yeah, well, Catherine, I'm delighted that Anishinaabe is receiving an extra six personnel, so that we've got a two full-time day crews. Those two day crews will be based in Carindonagh. That Carindonagh will be the central base. There will be a stop-off point in Buncrana, which I'm delighted with. That stop-off point will be for an ambulance that is coming from Letterkenny. The second ambulance is coming from Letterkenny if they're up with a patient, and that the other ambulance in Carindonagh is not out. And that ambulance then will stay at Le Buncrana until the Carindonagh ambulance is called out for another incident, and then that will make its way back to Carindonagh. But it's vitally important, as you say, that the ambulances are used on an Anishinaabe basis, that we have these full-time in Anishinaabe, and that they're not sent to other parts of the county as part of the National Ambulance Service. The way the ambulance service deploy ambulances is that it's the nearest available ambulance. So I think it's vitally important that these ambulances are situated, that they serve the peninsula, that they serve, especially as the latest statistics show, 54% of all call-outs to the north of the peninsula take more than an hour. So it's a brilliant day. It's a brilliant day. There's been a long campaign over 4 years to finally get the National Ambulance Service to see sense that Anishinaabe needed that second full-time crew. And I'm delighted, absolutely delighted, that they've finally seen sense and done that.
And I'm sure the figures that you collated there in the recent past, I'm sure this time next year you're hoping for those to be relaxed significantly.
Absolutely. I'm certainly hoping that the second ambulance now to the peninsula will make a difference in call-out times. And I mean, it's all about saving lives. It's all about getting the ambulance service to be there that little bit quicker. And I want to commend the workers, the staff of the National Ambulance Service and the local ambulance drivers here locally who do an absolutely fantastic job and has been under pressure with people when they are being called out and not being able to get there for a long period of time, and it's frustrating for them as well, but they do a fantastic job. And look, let's hope that this will make a difference in it, and at the end of the day probably will save lives, and that's what this is all about. It's not about anything else, it's about saving lives, and everybody worked together to get to where we are today. And hopefully, as I say, that I'm absolutely delighted today that we have that extra crew in Anishinaabe, something that's been 4 years. But it's very, very important now that we have the crew that's going to be starting in June time, that it's used in a manner that suits best for Anishinaabe, that makes Anishinaabe a more safer place to call it an ambulance. And that's what this is all about.